Among the hats that I wear in the church is I am an exorcist. One day I was on a long drive and I received a call from a friend of mine, another exorcist, who was telling me about his day. And he was informing me about a case, an exorcism case he had that morning. The demon identified himself as murder. He identified himself as murder. And then the next question he asked him is, who is your nemesis in heaven? The saint, in other words, that you most hate. And after a long round of adjuration and prayers, he blurts out, Beckett, you bleeping priest. So he tells me that just kind of as a matter of fact, like, hey, this was the interesting, different thing that happened this morning in this exorcism. And I said to him, well, Monsignor, I have a piece of the bloodied alb that Beckett was wearing when he was murdered. So I can send that to you overnight. When he began the exorcism, he pulled out that relic and placed it against the body of the victim, now being inhabited by the demon. And he said that all hell broke loose. The demon went berserk. And so this demon is crying out in pain, speaking to the relic as if he's speaking to St. Thomas Becket himself. So to the demon, there was no difference. It was as if Becket is there present. He could feel the visceral power of this saint who is now in a permanent way grafted onto the body of Christ and is a member of Christ's body. And so what the demon is experiencing is the truth of that. This saint now, who is in glory, who is beholding God face to face, that saint is just as present in his sacred remains, that is present in this reliquary, the presence of which is adding to the sanctity of a church, for example.